Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are based upon the action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement which is delivered to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. 1 week has passed since the four adventurers headed by Jungle Jim disappeared mysteriously into the night and set out on the trail of Karnak the Killer, the merciless power-mad despot who is attempting to seize and rule the Paguan Islands when the United States withdraws its protectorate. Shanghai Lil has taken up her post in a waterfront cafe where she is acting as a hostess. This cafe is suspected as being a front for Karnak the Killer, and Lil is trying her best to pick up a trail that might lead from the cafe to Karnak the Killer's headquarters. As we look in on the cafe, Lil has just finished a little entertaining.
Hey, what did I tell you about knocking on that door before you come in? How many times do I have to tell you?
I know, Red, but I'm so forgetful. Say, it's tough enough trying to get away from that crowd out there. I'm a hit here, Red.
Yeah, I know it. You're doing a swell job. Business almost tripled. But remember our deal. No questions asked. You run your business, I run mine.
Okay, Red, but you don't have to be so tough about it. Listen, I'm not trying to get anything on you. You act like you don't trust me.
Sure, I trust you. You're all okay, but... Well, skip it. Here's your cut. You're going to do all right, kid.
That's a real nice piece of change. If this keeps up, I won't want to go back. Why, a few weeks of this and I'll be able to retire.
Yeah, I know. The old gag, little white cottage, chickens, I know.
Gee, but you're a sentimental soul, Red. As tender as a Marine drill sergeant with a toothache.
Now, cut out the kidding. Being sentimental don't pay in my business.
Just what is your business?
None of yours.
I guess it. And as those fancy lawyers always say, I withdraw the question.
Okay.
Well, I guess I'm through for the night, so I'll shove off and leave you alone in your misery. Good night, Red.
Good night. Hey.
Hmm?
Wait a minute. Come back here.
Uh-huh.
Sit down. Pour yourself a drink.
Red. Why the change of heart, Red? You're showing the real old Southern hospitality.
Okay, never mind asking too many questions.
All right, Red. Don't mind me. Just a woman's natural curiosity. Now, if you've got something on your mind, now, I don't want to know what it is. But if I can help, just say the word, and I'll do anything from matching a spool of thread to doing a homicide.
Okay, kid. You're all right. Just let me do the talking.
Shoot, when you're ready.
Okay. From what you've been telling me, you've been around a lot, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Covered a lot of the East, China, Shanghai, a couple other places, huh?
Yes, I've been around a bit. Not always in the best circles, of course.
I get it. Well, I'm going to take a shot in the dark on this. You ever hear of a guy named Bradley? Jim Bradley? Jungle Jim Bradley?
Bradley?
Uh-huh.
Jungle Jim Bradley.
That's right.
No, can't say I ever have.
That's tough. He's a guy that's been around a lot, too. Thought maybe you might have heard of him or maybe run into him in your travels.
Sorry, Red, I haven't.
Well, here's another one. Maybe you'll get this one. It's a gal. She's been around plenty, too.
Well, maybe I do know her. What's her name, Red?
DeVril. Lily DeVril. They call her Shanghai Lil.
No. You got me again. What does she do?
Well, all I know is she's this guy Bradley's gal.
I guess I can't help you on that, Red.
Well, maybe you can.
Huh?
I hear these two, this Jungle Jim Bradley and his gal Shanghai Lil, are in town, across the bay there someplace. I don't know them to see, only by reputation, but... Well, I want to know if they are or have been in town.
And you'd like me to find out, is that it?
Just that and no more. This is important. You got to be careful, strictly undercover, get it? I don't want no one to know who wants the information. Get it?
Sure. Just trust me, Red.
I know that. I figure you're smart enough to find out if they are here now or have been here. Well, what about it?
I'll have the dope for you in the morning without fail.
Fair enough. Well, I guess that's all.
I'm on my way. See you in the morning, Red.
Good night.
Good night.
Those were mighty anxious moments for Shanghai Lil, and she breathed much easier when she got aboard a launch and disappeared in the darkness of the bay. And that same day, on another island in the Paguan group, Major Breeze, still disguised as a drunken beachcomber, is doing his best to pick up the trail of Karnak the Killer. Staggering along in the marketplace, he sees little groups of natives gathered about. There is an uncanny silence overhanging the little square, and in one corner, hidden in the shadows, two white men talk.
That guy, Mahawana, is the guy we got to get rid of. He's stirring up the natives against the boss.
I know. I've been watching him. We'll get him today. The crowd's gathering. He's going to give them another pep talk.
Wants the Marines to come over and protect him. Getting up a petition to take to the governor. He won't need no protection after today.
Hey, look. Look, coming into the square. That bum again.
Why didn't you get rid of him like I told you? We can't have him in there at the killing. Don't want any white witnesses. He might not be too drunk to see what's going on.
Now, listen, go easy. Don't let's go bumping him off. A white man disappears, some native squawks, and then the Marines will be in.
How are we going to get him out of the way?
I'll take care of him, so he won't see anything. Watch me. Here he comes. You do your stuff with that Maxim silencer on the rifle.
I got that all thick, and I'm not going to do the shooting either. One of the boys will do it. Now go get that bum out of the way.
Okay, I'll see you later. Well, hi, old-timer. How was your Shakespeare today?
Splendid, young man, splendid. I didn't know you possessed the taste for the Bard of Avon.
Well, no, to tell the truth, my taste runs to a long, tall gin and bitters right now. Will you join me?
I'd be delighted, delighted. Only I thought seeing a crowd gathering here in the marketplace, there was going to be a celebration. A wedding, perhaps, or a fiesta.
No, nothing like that. Come on. Let's have that drink and then come back. It's too hot out here. Let's get out of the sun.
Now, there's a thought. One so beautifully expressed by that great Persian, Omar Khayyam.
Yeah? What did he say?
A jug of wine beneath the bough, a loaf of bread, and thou beside me singing in the wilderness.
Well, I don't know about the jug of wine or the bread under the bough, but here's the hotel bar. How's that?
Splendid. Splendid. Enter, my friend, and I will follow.
No, after you, my dear Alphonse.
Derwent. Derwent is the name. Ah, but what's in the name arose by any...
Easy there, easy, old hammer. Here now, there you are. Just sit there. I'll get the drink.
Well, gents, what'll it be?
Gin and bitters, Tom. One Mickey Finn.
I got you.
So gin and bitters coming up.
You want to put him to sleep so he misses the fireworks.
That's it. Give him the works and make it snappy. Right jar, old timer. The drinks are coming up.
I thank you, my friend. And as soon as I'm in funds again, I shall reciprocate.
Oh, forget it. It's a pleasure to be in your company.
Listen. What's that? The excitement in the public square. I'll just...
No. Just sit down. Here are the drinks. Now, here's to your health, old-timer. Drink hearty.
What is that out there?
Oh, nothing at all. Don't let it bother you.
Why didn't I think of it? I can just see out of this window. Well, look, there's a man lying on the ground. Why is everyone shouting Karnak? Karnak?
Why, that's nothing. Here, let's have a drink and forget it.
In the little market square, another victim has been struck down by the henchmen of Karnak the Killer. Will the Major unsuspectingly fall in the trap and take the dope drink the stranger has set before him? Is the web of fate spun by the henchmen of Karnak closing in on Major Breeze? While these questions await an answer, Jungle Jim and the faithful Kolo hide in deep grass in the jungle of another island, where they were almost struck down by a bolo knife that came flying through the air.
Boy, that was a close shave, Kolo. Can you see anyone ahead?
See nothing, Tuan Jim. Everything all quiet again. Maybe natives hide. Wait for us.
Well, nothing has happened for the last 10 minutes. We can't stay here forever. Let's take a chance and move slowly through the grass.
Should try. Must make village soon. Darkness come 3 hours. No good being jungle at night.
All right. Let's start to work our way and see what happens. You ready, Kolo?
Kolo ready, Tuan Jim. Kolo stand up first. See if he can see anyone. No see anyone, Tuan Jim. Nothing happened. Maybe native go back to village. Tuan Jim, try stand up. Kolo watch close.
All right, Kolo. Here I come. Well, looks all right.
Yeah.
We still couldn't see anything ahead in that thick undergrowth. Guess we'll have to take a chance. We have a better view up there where the ground rises up to that little hill there.
Kolo think natives run away now, Tuan Jim. Go back to village.
All right, Kolo. Let's get moving again. And boy, I hope we strike a village soon. And that it's a friendly one.
Good thing, Tuan Jim, not bring Missy Lil. This plenty bad country.
Yes. I'll bet wherever she is right now, she isn't very safe. But she knows how to take care of herself. And anyone that tries to beat Lil to the draw will have to be plenty fast.
Tuan Jim, look over little hill. See, look like smoke.
Say, I believe you're right. Oh, but what would make all that smoke? Well, there's a regular cloud of it.
If that be smoke, something plenty big catch fire.
Let's hurry, Cole, and see if we can reach the top of the hill there. We can get a better view.
That be smoke, Tuan Jim. See puffs coming.
Come on, Kolo. Let's run up the hill here.
Go on.
Come on, hurry up. Say, you're right, Kolo. That was smoke and plenty of it. Look, down there in the valley. Why, there's billows of smoke rising up. Come on, we'll investigate.
That big fire, Tuan Jim. Look, here wide trail downhill. Make quick this way.
All right, let's go. That's a big fire, and it isn't bush grass that's burning either.
Racing down the hillside and through the valley, Jungle Jim and Kolo finally reached the scene of the fire. A tragic scene of devastation greets their eyes.
Why, it's a native village, Kolo, burned to the ground.
Look, Tuan Jim, over there. Natives may be still alive.
Come on, Kolo. Maybe if they are alive, we might be able to save them.
Too late, Tuan Jim. All dead here.
Yes, Kolo. They're all dead. Look, the mothers and their children, too.
Maybe headhunters from hill country do this.
No, Kolo. I don't think this is the work of headhunters.
Headhunters sometime burn villages, steal cattle.
Headhunters, no. Look, over there. That sign on the big pole with the human skull on the top of it.
Writing on board. What did it say, Tuan?
Karnak is king. This is worse than headhunters. They kill their victims instantly. This Karnak the killer burns his victims alive. Kolo, we've found the trail of Karnak the killer, and we're going to follow it until we find him and make him pay for this day's work if it's the last thing we do.
Innocent men shot down in the streets, villages destroyed, men, women, and children burned to death. How long will this merciless killer continue to spread terror and death among the islands? Has Jungle Jim found the right trail that will lead him to Karnak the killer and bring this power-mad despot to justice? Don't miss the next thrilling episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Follow the adventures of Jungle Jim on the air and in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the great comic supplement which comes to you as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The Comic Weekly is the world's largest supplement containing the best comic and adventure stories in full-action color pictures. Follow your favorites Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, the Katzenjammer Kids, the Little King, and the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. All these and many others are to be found in full color in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.